Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay. Today is Monday, March 9th, 2020.
We're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded, positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of the news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we will be sharing these solutions in a brief and commute-worthy podcast.
By subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
All right, let's get to it. Today's top solutions. Scientists find lettuce grown in space is just as nutritious as Earth grown. In today's not-so-local story, the International Space Station has been experimenting with growing its own lettuce, and good news for astronauts, a study has found that space-grown variety to be just as nutritious as Earth-grown. The red romaine was analyzed by NASA scientists Joya Massa and Christina Kodadad, who looked at three batches of lettuce grown on the space station between 2014 and 2016. When compared to the Earth varieties grown under similar relative humidity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature conditions, they found the nutrient levels to be similar. The only notable difference was the higher level of microorganisms in the International Space Station veggies, but none of these were found to be harmful to humans. The scientists attributed the difference to the microflora that lives on the space station. NASA regularly sends supplies to the International Space Station, so growing their own vegetables isn't critical. But this new discovery highlights the possibility of growing foods for long-distance missions where resupply could be more challenging. I don't know, like trips to Mars. It also offers fresher food with no transportation costs to the astronauts working on the ISS. The exciting discovery opens up new doors for potential food stability and security in future space colonies. After its success with lettuce, NASA is now experimenting with growing kale and cabbage on the station as well. Scientists find lettuce grown in space is just as nutritious as the Earth-grown version.
All right, so space salad, anybody?
Wasn't there a movie about that? Didn't he grow potatoes on Mars?
That was The Martian.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorites.
All right.
All right, in other growing news, Square Roots aims to revolutionize food production in urban areas. As the world population is growing and urbanizing at a fast pace, and with climate change threatening existing supplies of food, there is an increasing urgency for the food industry to come up with new ways to grow food quickly. Recently, vertical farming has been catching the eye of innovators in the industry who are trying to come up with viable solutions to this global challenge. If you're not familiar with the concept, vertical farming is an indoor farming method in which crops are grown in stacked layers, often without soil, optimizing the amount of water and land use in the process. Among the most prominent innovators in this revolutionary industry is Kimball Musk, Elon Musk's younger brother, who started Square Roots, an indoor urban farming company based in Brooklyn in 2016. The company's mission is to bring fresh, local food to cities around the world by empowering younger generations to participate in urban farming. Square Roots farming involves various techniques such as hydroponics, which uses mineral nutrient solutions in water solvent, and aquaponics, which uses aquatic creatures such as fish and snails and cultivates plants in water, and aeroponics, which grows plants in the air. Since its inception, Square Roots has grown more than 120 varieties of crops, including greens, vegetables, and strawberries. Next, the company plans to open a Square Roots quotes, super farm, with 25 climate-controlled shipping containers, cold storage, biosecurity infrastructure, and everything else needed to run a vertical farm at scale in less than 3 months.
You know, I've thought a lot about doing a garden at our home, and vertical farming offers a lot that traditional, you know, your little vegetable garden doesn't, because you have less weeds, you have sort of, it's a better managed process. So I'm very interested in looking at Square Roots technology and seeing if we can do a vertical garden at our home.
And you might be able to.
Today's next solution, how adventure tourism provides a lifeline to struggling coal towns. Although we staunchly support the transition away from coal energy at the Optimist Daily, we cannot ignore the struggles of many of the communities that have long relied on coal mining. You may remember an article that we released about coal miners being taught beekeeping. Fayetteville, West Virginia is just one of the many towns within Appalachia to be hit hard by the transition from fossil fuels to renewable sources. The town sits on some of the country's highest grade coal. Mining formed the region's economic backbone for decades. Since 2008, however, coal production in West Virginia is thought to have fallen by 40%. The number of coal miners in Fayette County have halved in the last decade to just around 600. But not all is bleak in Fayetteville. Over the past few years, recreation tourism has seen a major upswing. Although the number of people taking commercial rafting trips has fallen nationwide since the 90s, including in West Virginia, industry experts now estimate that in 2019, the state hosted around 103,000 trips, channeling some $30 million into the economy. Independent kayakers and rafters are believed to bring West Virginia another $5 to $10 million a year. Fayetteville's outdoor recreation companies have broadened their offerings to include seasonal camping and rock climbing, as well as year-round zip lining on vast wooded campuses. Rock climbing at nearby Somerville Lake, I like the name, and other local spots have exploded in recent years, adding $12 million a year to the economies of Fayette County and its neighbors, Nicholas and Raleigh counties. And every October, some 80,000 people cram onto the New River Gorge Bridge to watch base jumpers dive into an 876-foot deep chasm. These events and industries have sparked new businesses from gourmet sandwich shops and craft breweries to live music venues. Of course, big challenges remain for towns like this, but we're seeing that there is life after coal, and some of it seems like a lot more enjoyable than having to dig.
Great story. Our next headline. A new online tool is helping cities and businesses find the EVs they need. The technology driving clean transportation is rapidly evolving, so much so that it's hard to keep track. That's why a transportation nonprofit focused on clean tech has launched a new online tool called the Zero Emission Technology Inventory to help cities and businesses know exactly what's available in the world of electric vehicles. CalStart, based in Pasadena, California, made this tool after hearing from business leaders and city managers that they were having trouble figuring out what kinds of electric vehicles were on offer now or coming in the near future. Presumably, some are buying gas-powered vehicles because they think they have no other option, which is understandable, but unfortunate. 5 years ago, it was almost impossible for anyone to imagine an electric garbage truck, but nowadays, electric garbage trucks are slowly making their way into cities. This new tool is pretty simple. You just pick the vehicle you're looking for and part of the world you live in, and it gives you a list of models on offer with links to the companies making them. It saves tons of time that would otherwise be spent on internet searching. This tool removes the objection that the right electric vehicles simply aren't available when businesses and governments shop for their fleets. Of course, there are other considerations, like price, but there is a tool for that too. And I think this is a great story because it's fleet vehicles in the electric that are going to be driving the electric vehicle industry and propelling us to choose electric vehicles and make that our main source of transportation and shipping and just getting around.
When fleet vehicles make a certain technology a priority, it becomes largely adopted to the masses. And this is exactly what we need to have happen. So Amazon, get on it.
They are on it, actually, and so is UPS.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
All right, in other companies who are on it, IKEA, who is one of our favorite companies around here at the Optimist Daily, IKEA is set to launch its vegan meatballs in Europe starting this summer. IKEA's new plant-based meatballs are heading to Europe this summer as part of the furniture giant's greater plan to counter its climate impact. The so-called plant ball has a carbon footprint that's 96% smaller than its iconic pork and beef meatballs, of which it has sold more than 1 billion meatballs last year.
Swedish meatballs.
The plant-based meatballs are made from a combination of pea protein, oats, potato, and even apple. And while it's not the first meat-free meatball IKEA's introduced, it's the first that has been designed to both look and taste like meat. Starting from August, the plant balls will be available fresh in IKEA restaurants, where meatballs are typically served with the traditional mashed potatoes, lingonberries, and cream sauce. A frozen version of them will also be available at its Blue Box stores so consumers can eat them at home too. The plant-based move is a great initiative coming from a company that saw more than 680 million people eat its food in 2019. 680 million people ate the furniture maker's food. It's crazy. This means that there's a huge carbon-saving possibility if a significant portion of these consumers switches to vegan food alternatives, such as the plant ball.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com for just $5 a month and support reader-funded independent journalism. Be a part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
Bye.